Okay, so let's jump back in. We had seen a machlokas on Kufches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Sadei Tes Amud Beis, the first din that the Mishnayos teach us when the Mishnayos finally in Arvei Pesachim officially get up to Leil HaSeder, the very first din is Heseba. And one of the few details, as we saw, the Mishnah gives us is Lo Yochal Ad SheYosev. I feel only should be Yisrael, lo yochalad she yasev, that the Hasev is a way of eating. Eating what? Is it everything? Is it anything? Is it specific things? So right away, the Gemara, it's the first question the Gemara addresses. The Gemara tells me, matzah, tzarech, Hasev. Matzah, yes. Maror, no. And Dal Kos, as we saw, is a rich discussion. So the Gemara tells me, matzah, tzarech, Hasev. And which type of matzah was a machlokas? So what, which type of matzah is a chayiv behaseba according to everyone? Give me an electronic shout out here. Which type of haseba is chayiv? Which type of matzah is chayiv behaseba according to everyone? Matzah mitzvah. I don't know what that means. Oh, the kezayis rishon. Thank you, kezayis rishon. Kezayis rishon, exactly. Matzah's mitzvahs we'll see is a slippery term. I know that's what you meant. It's a slippery term as we'll see very soon. Everyone agrees that Kazayis Rishon requires Haseba. But does Afikoman require Haseba or not? That is a machlokas. And here we are in the Rambam. So the Rambam says, once again, the Rambam says, Halacha Zayin, Lefikach Kishesoid Adam Belaila, Hazay, we are Parag Zayin Halacha Zayin, the very beginning. Lefikach Kishesoid Adam Belaila, Zayin, Tarach Lech, Avalishos, Mesev, Derechers. You have to eat and drink Derechers. What are you eating and drinking? So at the end of Halacha Ches, Zayin and Ches are the halachas devoted to Haseba. The end of Halacha Ches, he says, Emasai, Trichin Haseba, Bishas Achilles Kazayis Matzah, Uvashtias Dalar Kosas Eilu. When you eat the Kazayis Matzah and drinking the Dalar Kosas. No mention of Afikoman. And the martyr, the Beis Yosef makes it even clearer, not absolutely explicit, but makes it pretty clear that he understands that that's what the Rambam means. Dafti Kazayis Rishon, because here we are in the Beis Yosef. Simen Tof Ayin Beis. That's a simen in which the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch discuss halachas of Haseba. Kasa Rambam, Beis Yosef quotes, Emes Hazarech Haseba, Meshach Zachias Kazayis Matzah, V'chein Kasa V'asmag. But the Ashri and the Mordechai, and that goes Maimini. All right, as we saw, Tosus says, Beis Yosef doesn't quote Tosus, he's quoting the Poskim. Beis Yosef is quoting the Rosh, and Mordechai goes Maimini or Poskim, but they're obviously rooted in the comments, the Peirush, as it were, Chidushim, the Baya Tosus, which we have on the page. That Tzarech HaSeba Kishnocha B'tchila Kazayis Matzah. There you have the terminology Kazayis Matzah of the Rambam. So he's presenting it as that's B'tchila as well as Kazayis Afikoman. So again, a machlokas between the Rambam versus the Ashkenazim. Most of the Ashkenazim, the Smag was an Ashkenazi, but most of the Ashkenazim, Tosas, Rosh, Mordechai, Gos Maimini, about Afikoman. Rambam says Afikoman, no. No, it does not need a seba, and the Baliotosis and the Rush say you do need a seba. And remember, we had last time seen option number one, and we began to reject option number one. So we want to see now why we reject option number one, and what would option number two be? Again, options one and two in terms of Ma Pesher Hadvarim. What's in Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's driving the Machlokas over Afikoman? Whether you do need a seba of Afikoman, you don't need a seba of Afikoman. The Gemara says matzah tzarech haseba. So how would you interpret it, matzah tzarech haseba? Either that it only means kazayis rishon, or that it means Afikoman as well. What would drive you to say one way or the other? What would drive you to say one way or the other? So we had said, look, the most obvious pshat is, well, it's a machlokas over whether Afikoman is matzah. The Gemara says matzah tzarech haseba. Is Afikoman included? Oh, what's Afikoman? Physically, of course, Afikoman is matzah. But the question is, Alpi Din is a matzah. What do you mean, Alpi Din is a matzah? Alpi Din, is it a kiyum of the mitzvah of matzah, or is it something else? And we again would have been tempted to say Gevaldik. Who would say what? The Tosis and the Rosh who say that you do need a Seir Afikoman. Oh, They probably hold it's called matzah. Matzah includes afi komen. It must be the Rosh holds it's a mitzvah of matzah. And the Rambam, who says no, must hold it's not a mitzvah of matzah. That would be approach number one. And the problem is, although it's lumdishly very exciting, it's very appealing, it's very smooth, it fits right in, geschmack. But if you learn in Torah, you're engaged in a quest for truth. Bakashas ha'emes. So it's not enough that it sounds good, and it sort of fits. You have to test your theory. Does it fit the facts? Because what your theory, again, the theory number one, that the machlokas over the nature of afikoman would predict, as we said, that the Rosh who says there is a seba afikoman, the afikoman is a mitzvah matzah. The Rambam says a seba, there's no seba afikoman. He would hold it's not a mitzvah matzah. But let's actually test it, and we'll see. As we had mentioned the end of last year, that it is exactly reversed. So number one, take a look. Open your Gemara. I'm sorry, I don't have this on screen. But not to worry, you have a Gemara in front of you. So turn to the Rosh on later on the Perek. Perek Yud, Halacha Chaf Hey. No, I'm sorry. Perek Yud, even further in. Perek Yud, Halacha Lama, Simen Lama Dalet, in the Rosh. Perek Yud, Simen Lama Dalet. This is on the very end of the Perek. On the Mishnah, Emafkir Nachar Pesach Afikoman Daf Kufyu Tes. And the Gemara begins to talk about some more. So a couple of lines into the, I see that Lamadal begins with the quote of the Mishnah and then goes to the Gemara. Perigud Simon Lamadal in the Rush. If you can't find it, just listen along. But if you can find it, please follow along. He said that Simon Lamadal begins with the Mishnah, and then it goes into the Gemara. So a couple lines into the Gemara, you see a Pirish Rashbam. Commenting on the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Eim Aftirin, Achar Matzah Afikomen. You can't have any dessert after the matzah. That's a different use of the word Afikomen. We usually use the word Afikomen to refer to that last piece of matzah. You can't have any other Afikomen, you can't have any other dessert after that last piece of matzah. Pirush Rashbam, because Rashbam said, Tzarech le'achol matzah b'gemar su'uda, zecher le'matzah ne'achelas im ha'pesach b'kricha. He's quoting the Rashbam. Rashbam again wrote a Pirush. Rashbam was Rashi's grandson, an older brother of Rabbeinu Tam, who wrote a running commentary on a few parts of Shas, including Arvei Pesachim. So you can either look at Kufyut, if you can't find the Rashi, you can look at Kufyut Tes on Beis, on the Gemara itself. The Gemara itself, where the Rashbam talks about it, in Atir Nachar Matzah Afikoman, Shetzarech Lechol Matzah BeGemar Suudaso Zecher LaMatzah NeAchelas Im HaPesach BeKricha. He says it's a zecher to the matzah that they used in days of Beis Hamikdash. You would eat the Karm Pesach wrapped with matzah. And in days of Beis Hamikdash, you had Al Matzah Sumrom Yochluhu. That's the pasuk that we quote. Or they have the Pasuk of Pesach Rishon also. The Torah says you eat the Karban Pesach together with an accompaniment of matzah and mar. If it's all wrapped together, it sounds like the original halachic lafa. Now you have grilled lamb on a lafa together with lettuce and sauce, together with mar and charesis. There you go. That's the original halachic lafa. Again, discussion in Tanaim, and perhaps in Rishonim, do you eat it together with, wrapped together in a kricha, in a wrap or separate items, but whether it was a wrap or whether it was a side, either way you were having the matzah together with or alongside the Karban Pesach. So so that's what the Rashbam says, that the matzah, what we call afikoman, the matzah, the end of the suda, is zecher to the matzah that accompanied the Karban Pesach. Then you skip a couple lines down, the Rosh takes issue somewhat with the Rashbam, a couple lines down after the test in brackets, before the yud in brackets, between the test and the yud, the Karban Asanel. Hilkach. Look at the word hilkach. Because he wants to know, according to the Rashbam, he should have korech at the end. He says, hilkach nirali. He says, the Rashbam thought that the matzah, the afikoman is zecher to the matzah that comes to Karban Pesach. The Rosh says, no, nearly the osa matzah ain't l'shem chovah. It's not really a mitzvah of matzah. Ochlen osa zecher le Pesach. not a zecher to the matzah that accompanied the Korban Pesach, in which case this might be a very central matzah. It's zecher to the Korban Pesach itself. Shayenechal asova b'acharona. In the days of Beis HaMikdash, that Arami, right? That Arami joined Jews, the Ahu Arma, he joined Jews who were eating, who would have a whole Yontif Suda at the Seder, and at the very end, you would eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach al hasova. You're already full, you're no longer ravenous, you already took the edge off your hunger, and the last item you would have, the main course, you know, you had the soup, and you had the knedlach, and whatever else. And then you had the farshpais, and then the last item, you had the Karim Pesach, at least the kazayis of the Karim Pesach, al ha-sova. That's when you ate Karim Pesach, at the end of the meal, ba'acharona. And he says, lefisha hu zecher lepesach, ish litin la din ha-pesach shal ha-achara. Since it's a zecher to Karim Pesach, we give it the afikomen matzah, the same status that Jews used to give min ha-Torah, and midrabanan the Karm Pesach itself. Eimaftir nachar Pesach afikomen. You can't have any other dessert after the Karm Pesach. So we have the same din. Eimaftir nachar hamatzah afikomen. Don't have any dessert after the final piece of matzah because it's zecher leKarm Pesach. Obviously, it's not flesh. It shouldn't be flesh. Why didn't Chazal say have a piece of meat zecher leKarm Pesach? Probably because people, you'd be worried people would actually think it actually is Besar HaPesach. That's a little dangerous. Maybe someone would be Makdash as the Pesach. So we want to make clear it's just a Zecher. We're not having meat at the end, we're not having matzah, but the matzah is a Zecher. It's like a place where you should remember, a Jew should remember that the meal, really, this meal really is supposed to end with Karban Pesach. Right? We've spoken throughout the year about different types of Zecher LeMikdash, Lulav, the fact that we shake Lulav and Chol Moed Sukkos. All around the world, that's a Zeich LeMikdash. Min HaTorah, only shake Lulav Chol Moed Sukkos in the Mikdash. We spoke about the fact that according to the Zohar, the Lechem Mishnah over the course of Shabbos is supposed to end up in 12 pieces. That's supposed to be a Zecher to the original Shabbos stick of bread, which was in Mikdash and in Mishkan, the Lechem Apanim. The other, right, one original Shabbos stick of bread was the Lechem Mishnah, the double portion of the month. The other one was the Lechem Apanim. Every week we're making a Zecher to Lechem Apanim. I would mention in this context a beautiful idea from we're not in Haggadah Insights yet, but a beautiful idea, I think, to practically shape the next couple of days of Pesach preparation. If you're kashering at home, the minig is, if you're doing Haggalah, if you're dipping things into boiling hot water, or you're doing Iruy, you're pouring boiling hot water over something, over a kli, depending on, you know, sometimes you need one, sometimes it's enough the other. So the minig is, after you immerse it in the boiling hot water, and you wait until the boiling resumes, so that, you know, the kashering is, you know, because the kli will cool it down, then the boiling resumes for a few seconds, then you can pull it out. Leave it in the boiling hot water or fish it out. But when you ultimately take it out, the minig is afterwards to douse it in cold water. Turn the Pesach stick a sink, turn the cold water, and stick it in the cold water. What's that all about? So some Bayatosos thought that it's somehow part of the physical process of Haggalah. Most don't. So what's shot in the cold water afterwards? An old minig. So Rabbi Menachem Ganek, who's a Rav in Englewood, New Jersey, and is the CEO of OU Kashrus. So he's, for many, many years, been giving a chabur in Yeridei at YU. When I was in his chabura many moons ago, so he mentioned something that really stuck with me, which is maybe this is a zecher to yesterday's parsha. Because the Rabbi Schechter likes to point out that we showed him say that the way the parshas work out, in a non-leap year, parshas tzav is always Shabbos Hagal. Parshas Tzav is always the parsha right before Pesach, and that's in part because Parshas Tzav is one of the two places in Chumash where the Torah speaks about the halachas of Haggalah. One is in Parshas Matos, when they retrieved the Kalim from the Midyanim after a very successful war against the Midyanim. The Torah speaks about what to do with all the booty. And one of the things is, if you got pots and pans, forks and knives, you got to kasher them. You got to tovel them, you got to kasher them. That's one of the places where the Torah speaks about kashering. In Parshas Matos, that's where it was treif. They got kalim, the Midyanim had used the kalim for pork. So you had to kasher them. The other kasher is in yesterday's parsha, Parshas Tzav. The Torah speaks about that sometimes you have holy kashering. You had the pot was used for a carbon chatas. which is beautiful, which is halak, which is certainly kosher, temporarily. But eventually, carbon chatzis becomes treif, because carbonas have an expiration date. You leave a carbon over either one day or 2 days. You know, you have a day or two to eat it. The carbon chatzis is a kachet kachem, so you only have a day to eat it. And then the next day, it's treif. So if you left the meat overnight, the next morning, the meat is treif. How about the kli? I made a pot roast with a carbon chatas. We boiled some of the meat. We made meatballs, whatever it was. And we ate it that day. Beautiful. We ate it that night before chatzos. Gevaldik. The next morning, all those blias in the pot are treif. Because it's noser. So the Torah speaks about, you're supposed to kasher those pots. And it's not just a question of a matir, so that way I'm allowed to use a pot again. There is actually a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of kashering specifically in the mikdash. Matter of fact, there's a perek near the end of Pesach Zvachim that's devoted largely to these dinim. I think it's perek Dam Chatzis, if I remember. But the halachas of cleaning the mitzvah to clean any blood spatters of a carbon chatzis out of your clothing, a special mitzvah, and the mitzvah of merika shtifa, of the hagala of the pot used with carbon chatzis in the azara. It's like a mitzvah. And part of that mitzvah is not only to kasher in hot water, but marika ushtifa. Marika means kasher in hot water, and shtifa is a subsequent rinse in cold water. That's part of the mitzvah, not just a matir, it's a mitzvah of how to kasher the carbon chatzis pot. So Rabbi Ganak suggested that maybe now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Lachar Churban, Klal Yisrael developed the minig to make every time we kasher a pot from treif or from chametz, to Me'ikar HaDin, all you need to physically remove the blias is the hot water. But we add perhaps the cold water rinse afterwards to make a Zeicher LaMikdash, to Marika Shtifa of the pots and pans of the Karbon Chatzis. Which always struck me, it's like a remarkable thing. You're like knee deep in Pesach preparations. Especially if you're doing kashering, unless you bought everything all fresh, you're doing some kashering, even if it's just the bechers and the chves, the silver washing cup, whatever it is, or sometimes it'll be more than that you're kashering. You know, pots of boiling hot water, and you're wearing gloves, and you want to make sure you don't splash on your toes. If you've kashered before, you know what I mean. And it's like, you know, real work. It's exciting, but it's like, you know, in the midst of all of that, you stop for a moment, you rinse in cold water, you remember, you're like linked back to Beis HaMikdash. Wow. Like in the midst of like the mamash roll up your sleeves preparing for physical preparation for Pesach. And remember, by the way, most of us kosher, if anything, you know, the bechers and here and there, one, two other pieces. For most of the last 2,000 years, as I mentioned last week in Halacha Shir, you know, Jews didn't spend that much time cleaning the house for Pesach. There wasn't that much house to clean for most Jews over the last 2,000 years. Most of the physical hands-on prep for carbon Pesach, for Pesach was kashering. People didn't just own more sets that you stored for Pesach that you stored across the year. You took your forks and knives and you kashered them all. You took your pots and you almost everything that could be kashered got kashered for Pesach. This was the bulk of the physical Pesach preparation for most of the last 2,000 years was kashering. And Klal Yisrael made sure in the kashering there's going to be a Zeichel and Mikdash. In Mamash, the Shvitz and the elbow grease for praying for Pesach, remember that we're living the here and now, but also living more than just the here and now. We're part of an eternal Ekkanesus Yisrael that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at home, and connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mikdash, connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Karbanos, the powerful Zeichel and Mikdash. So that's a thought on its own right. And another example of coming back to our sugya, so Zeichel HaMikdash, Lulav Kol Shiva. Zeichel HaMikdash, Lechem Mishnah, 3 meals on Shabbos, 12, a total of 12 pieces. Lechem Mishnah, Zeichel HaMikdash, excuse me, Zeichel HaMikdash, in the way we kashen. And, says the Rosh, Zeichel HaMikdash, in eating afikoman. Says the Rosh, every Leila Seder, you sit down to eat the afikoman, it's reminding us that really we ought to be eating Karban Pesach. And as I've said, Kedai Rabosai, when you have time, open a Rambam Hilchos Chametz Tumah, so look at the last parak. Right now we're looking at parak Zion, the second to last parak, the penultimate parak. But look at the last parak. When you have some time, sit down, not when someone wants you to help out at home, but when you're not, when there's nothing to do at home, open up a Rambam and go through Perek Ches, where he actually takes you through the Seder. Perek Zayin, Vav and Zayin are giving you all the mitzvahs. Matzah, Sipri Tzvi Yisraim, Hesebo, all the pieces. Perek Ches, he actually gives you the whole Seder. And he keeps going back and forth between, this is the Seder, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, the Seder, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Now, we have Beis HaMikdash, the Karban Pesach is the halachic centerpiece of the Seder. It's physically, it's everyone's looking at it, and ultimately it's the climax food. So we at least make a zecher with the afikomen. Beautiful. So that's the rush. We just saw the rush again. Perik Yud, Simon Lama Dalid. What's the afikomen matzah about? The Rashbam said to zecher to the matzah you eat with the Karban Pesach. Okay. And the rush says, no. It's not zecher to any matzah. It's not a mitzvah matzah at all. It's zecher to the besar Karban Pesach. It's a zecher to the mutton, to the lamb meat, or the goat meat that we ought to be eating. So instead we have a piece of matzah. It says it's not really that language. It's not l'shem chova. The rush was very clear. It's not a mitzvah of matzah. It's a zecher to Karban Pesach. So already, we had hoped that the rush would be the one who would say that afikomen is a keem of matzah. He does not. And now, Rabbosai, let's take a look. I made a mistake. I should have copied it on the Ma'am Kamos. And I did not. That was my error. In not putting here this Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Perikhes Halacha Yud Gimel. So let's try to put it up quickly now. I did not put it on the printed Ma'am Kamos. Sorry, bring up. Okay, so here we are. Just a side point, just for you to know, if you go to HebrewBooks.org, they'll give you Tzuras Hadaf. You have tens of thousands of Svarim and a very accessible Tzuras Hadaf of Gemara. If you go to Beta, you see here, beta.hebrewbooks.org, and you also have access to Tzuras Hadaf of Rambam and Tur and Shulchan Aruch. Something useful to keep in your backpack. I'm not sure why it's still in beta. It's been that way for a couple of years. I'm not sure what the pshat is, but it is freely available, and you should take advantage. So here we are. Chametzu Matzah, Perek Ches. Here we are. Halacha Yud Gimel. The second to last. No. Frank Ram is still copyrighted. This is Tzuras Hadaf of the classic Vilna print. You should be able to see it on your screen right now. Perikhes Halacha, I think you can get the Frank Ram probably if you have it could be Frank Ram is available on Otsra Chachma if you have a subscription, which I believe you all do have through the YU library. It could be Otsra bought the rights to display Frank Ram. Okay, so here we are. Perikhas halacha gimel, the last, second to last halacha in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he's quoting a riff. Not surprisingly, Rambam often typically quotes riff, as we've seen. The riff was, again, the Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. Rebbe Maimon was a Talmud of Yerim Migash, who in turn was the Talmud Muvak, as it were, of the riff. As Rambam himself talks about in the Hagdam Pirush HaMishnah, he says, well, the Yerim Migash was mamish, unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and he was a key Talmud of the riff. We know about other Tamei of the Rif, like the Rabbi Yehuda Levi. Okay, so Rambam is a great grand intellectual great grandchild of the Rif. He's a great grand Talmud of the Rif. So, not surprisingly, this is a Rif at the very end of Mesachas Pesachim, right before Sfir Saomer, and it's a Rambam at the very end of Chametz Matzah. And Mishein lo Matzah Meshumeres Ela Kazayis. A Jew only has one Kazayis Shmura Matzah. What does that mean? We began to talk about last time a little bit. Not everything is Kashrut LePesach. Is roi for the mitzvah of achilas matzah leila seder. Meaning, if it's not chametz sticks, so then you're allowed to eat it over the course of Pesach. But not everything which is not chametz is roi for the mitzvah of matzah. The most extreme example is obviously apples are not chametz, but they're also not matzah. Right? I can't say I'm going to eat an apple Leil HaSeder to be Yotzei Be'erev Tochu Matzah. So it has to be matzah. Right? So what makes something matzah? So it has to be made from one of the Chameshas Minei Dagan. It has to have a Shem Lechem, the way I prepared it, that I baked it, and so on and so forth. Right? And obviously it has to not be chametz. Okay, it has to be kosher. Kashrut Pesach. But there are other specifications besides being Kashrut Pesach. One of which is, it has to be made L'shma. L'shem Mitzvah Matzah. If I have matzah, which is not chametz stick, but wasn't made with the intent that it should serve to help fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah leil tezvav, so then it might be kosher. I'm allowed to eat it over the course of Pesach, but I can't be yotzei the mitzvah with it. Just like we spoke about, if I have matzah ashira, if I have matzah, let's say even if I'm not Ashkenazim, more concerned about the danger of chimutz when you're making egg matzah. We're machmer for that, unless you're dealing with chomus kinim. Okay, but even leaving that aside, let's say I knew that this egg matzah is definitely not chametz. Check. So, but I still, even Svardim, who are comfortable eating egg matzah, would not eat egg matzah for Leil HaSeder. It's kosher lePesach. It's not chametz, but it's not lechem oni. It's because it's matzah ashira. Or if I have, the Rambam says, Mishain lo matzah mishum eres ela kazayis. I have a lot of matzah, but it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah matzah. It wasn't Meshumar L'shma, and therefore it's kosher to eat, but I cannot be able to say the mitzvah say bear of Tochel Matzah. So what do? I only have one kezayis. Where do I eat that kezayis? Says the Rambam, coin the Rif. Kishagomer se'udasami matzah she'ena meshumeres. After you finish your meal full of the matzah that's not shmura, mevarcha achilas matzah, va'ochel oso kezayis, ve'eno toim achrov klum. If you only have one kezayis of matzah, where do you eat it? For motzi matzah for afikoman, says the Rambam, afikoman. You're going to have a whole yantav suda. And for that yantav suda, you're going to have the regular matzahs pshutos, the non-shmura matzah. And then that one kazayis of shmatzah shmura, you're going to eat for afikoman. And Rambam even says, and I'll Rishon take issue with this point, you're even going to make the bracha of alachilas matzah davka levasof, which is very logical. Because you're not makayin the mitzvah achilas matzah when you eat those non-shmur matzahs at the beginning of the meal. But you only mekayim the mitzvah of tochel matzah and you eat the matzah shmura, which you only eat at the end of the meal. So Rambam says, if you only had one kazayis matzah shmura, you have a normal kadesh urchas karpas yachat, magid, rachza, motzi. In other words, you're going to eat matzah and make a motzi, but you don't make the bracha achilas matzah. Maybe you'll eat more also. Maybe you'll have korech also with the non-shmura matzah, but you still haven't made the bracha of achilas matzah. Have your whole su'udah, have your whole shulchan arich, and feel free to have more matzah shen shmura of the course of your meal. And then tzafun, you make a bracha al achilas, asher gishon sotze vitzvon achilas matzah, and eat the one kazayis matzah shmura for afikoman. Why are you waiting for afikoman? Because apparently Rambam holds, the best address is Gram Koin the Rif. The best address to Mekayin the Mitzvah of Be'erev Tochu Matzah, the best address to Mekayin the Mitzvah Daraisa of Achilas Matzah Beleil Tezvav is Afikoman. That's what he says. Right? Normally I have loads of Shmura Matzah. So normally I eat all the, I eat Shmura Matzah beginning and end. Gevaldik! But when I have to bite the bullet, when I have to make choices, I only have one Kazayis of Shmura Matzah, I don't eat at the beginning, I eat at the end. What does that tell you? That for the Rambam, Afikoman is very much not only part and parcel, not only a part, a kiyum of Achilas Matzah, but apparently is the primary kiyum Achilas Matzah, is Levasof. So much so that if you have to make choices, that's the one that gets chosen. Wow. Fascinating Rambam. As an aside, it just should be noted, Poskim have been talking about, most of the matzah, even if it's not marketed as matzah shmura, may well, at least b'shas hadchak, be usable this year for the mitzvah achilas matzah, because they tend to make everything l'shem mitzvah matzah. So the Poskim have been talking about that. But here we're talking about a case where mamash was not made l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Mamash not made l'shem mitzvahs matzah, then you can't be yotzei mitzvah matzah with it. And if you only have one kazayis of real matzah shmura made l'shma, then you're going to eat it for afi Afikomen. So one second. So what do you see? The Rambam holds that Afikomen is definitely very much a keem of the mitzvah of matzah. And yet, he's the one who says, Haseba, Afikomen does not require Haseba. While the Rosh, we just saw a couple minutes ago, he's the one who writes, even more than the Rashbam, it's not even Zecher to the matzah of the Karm Pesach. The Rosh says, it's not Zecher to the Karm Pesach. Nothing to do with the matzah at all. It's not L'shem Chova. And yet, you have to do Haseba. What's going on? Right, so that's why our first theory to explain the Nekudas HaMachlokas about Haseba and Afikomen, namely, the theory that it relates to the Machlokas of the nature of Afikomen, we must reject that. So what are we going to say instead? If it's not, says Sigyas Lamdanim. Right? This Machlokas is over the interaction between which two items. The Machlokas of whether you make Haseba and Afikomen is a question about the intersection of Afikomen and Haseba. So this thinking as Lamdanim just is this thinking programmatically. You have a machlokas, just as a basic methodology here. And you have a machlokas over how Haseba and Afikomen interact with each other. Presumably, if it's not a machlokas of nature of Afikomen, it's machlokas of the nature of Haseba. And that's what we're going to look at right now. Because in fact, the Brisker Rav does not, in his Sefer, in the Brisker Rav al-Rambam, he does not address Afikomen at all. But he does have, it's actually one of the shortest pieces in the Sefer. See, do I have it here? No, I have it in the other room. I'm sorry. One of the shortest pieces in the Sefer is his piece on Haseba. It doesn't talk about Afikomen, but he has a Machlokas Rosh and Rambam about the nature of Haseba, which I believe directly fits in here. And he turns our attention to the following. And let's go back to Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. You'll remember that when we had first started looking last week, looking a second time at Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, we looked at Kuf Ches Amud Aleph right after Purim to look at the question of Safi Rabban Lakula, we came back to Kuf Ches to look more centrally at Haseba itself. She saw in Daf Kuf Ches that we had focused on two issues that Tosas had raised. One was in Tosas Dirasal Maida Havahava. At the end of Tosas, the last issue Tosas raises is the question about Afikomen. And there Tosas had given a psak. Yes, Afikomen requires a Seba. The following Tosas had opened a question. What's the story of Shachach Velo Hesiv? What? Matzah tzarech haseba, and ultimately dalkos is trichin haseba. So Tosas raised the question, what do you mean by tzarech? How tzarech is tzarech? Meaning, is it just l'chatchila or even b'diavet? In other words, of course I'm mechuyev to eat my matzah b'haseba. Of course I'm mechuyev misafek to drink my aprikosis b'haseba, but let's say I forgot, I was supposed to do it. If I ask you, am I mechuyev to, do I have to eat the matzah b'haseba? It's uncomfortable, say, absolutely you have to. Okay, let's say I didn't. I forgot. Shochach. Nanas, whatever. I was lazy. It often happens. Remember, out of rusty, out of practice. And I drink one of the kosher. Oh, I forgot to save it. I eat the matzah. Oops. Forgot to save it. Now what? So Tosas clears. Is Haseba ma'akev b'dievet? We say, no. Ideally, you should eat the matzah b'seva, but you don't say matzah without a seva also. Ideally, you should drink dalkos b'seva, but you don't say dalkos without a seva also. That's a question that Tosfos raises. Right, that's in Tosfos. Kulhu. Kufkas someone else, Tosfos Maskol, Kulhu. So Tosfos raises that question. The Rosh on our sugya gives a definitive answer. And his answer is based on a raya from a Gemara later on this Amud. So take a look at the bottom of Kuf Ches. Remember, I mentioned, if you started learning Vayetun Kuf Ches, you saw, the first question Tosas, the Gemara raises the question of what? Which foods require a Seba? And then the Gemara gets into other questions. Who has to do a Seba? Talmidim? Women? This situation, that situation, other questions, how you do a Seba on your left side, your right side, your back, your front. So near the husbands and wives, how does that work? And near the bottom, the first wide line. The last narrow line is where the Gemara speaks about the kavod, the one needs to show for someone who teaches you Mada. It's a very important aside, as promised. And the Gemara is a shaila, do you have to talmid etzel rabo? Do you have to do a seba in the presence of your Rebbe? Or do you say that the mora one has for one's Rebbe is so overwhelming that to be leaning over and to be chilling in your Rebbe's presence, that's just inappropriate. Or just, it's meaningless. Well, I'm going to relax like that. My Rebbe's presence is not right. The Gemara is a shaila about that. And the Gemara says, there's machlokas amaron, fast name. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, when were Beimar, when were you learned by Rabba? Rabba and Rav Yosef are contemporaries. First Rabba's Rosh Hashiva, then Rav Yosef Rosh Hashiva. So Abaye says, when were we learned by Rabba? Zagina Birkid Adad, you all be doing a seba on the next person's knees. The Tamim say in Yeshiva for Yamtif, but there wasn't a lot. They didn't have fancy furniture. They sat in a circle, and each one lean on the next one. You have to lean on something. You can't just lean in the air. That's not a seba. So if you don't have an armrest or a chair back to lean on, turn around the chair and lean left on the back. If not, okay, lean on the next guy. But then, even though Rabba was there, they were all doing a seba. But then Rav Yosef took over Rosh Hashiva and said, no, he changed the psak. Lo tzrichi, so you don't have to do a seba. Mora Rabba Chukamora Shaman. The Mora you're supposed to have for your Rebbe, after Rebbe Kiva's Drasha, S Hashem Kechatira, S Rabbos, the Rebbe, that the Mora one has for one's Rebbe is supposed to be a takeoff, an expansion, and a support to Mora Shamayim. Mora for yours. Well? Ah, so you're saying, okay, that's a good point. So Dovi's asking, the Haseba is not just out of personal preference. I'm doing this because that's the din. So it shouldn't be a stira to Mor HaRav. Yeah, that's an interesting question. So that may relate, I don't want to get overly into this because we want to get to the next Gemara, but you're raising a very good question. That's why I mentioned before, it's not clear, I have to think about it. Is the reason I'm not doing Haseba in these cases because it's a violation of my Chi of Mora, or because more than that, it's sort of like, it's meaningless. How could I act as a melech in this way, even if I'm going through the motions, it doesn't mean anything if I'm in the presence of my Rebbe. It may not be so much Mor HaRav asters it, as much as Mor HaRav makes it impossible to do, because even if you went through the physical motions, it would be a meaningless shell. So that's interesting. Okay? That relates to your question. But then the Gemara asks, Shaila Meisve, in Makala da Meisve fil Tamei Tzal Rabo. Apparently the Tanam tells you are Meisiv even in the presence of one's Rebbe. In the Talmud presence, Rebbe has to do Haseba. So how could Yosef say no? Tanam Rebbe say like Rabba. What did Gemara answer? Hahu b'shulia denagri. That Brisa is not talking about your Rebbe who teaches you Torah. That's where we usually use Rabba. But this Brisa means, according to Rabba, it does. And Rabba, again, the Amor Rabba held that you do Haseba b'fnei HaRav. The Amor of Yosef, who said you do not do a Seba b'fnei HaRav because the Mor HaRav is so overwhelming, he said the Braisa that says you do a Seba Talmud b'fnei HaRav, but was talking about Shulya Denagri, the Rebbe who teaches you, not the Rebbe who teaches you Torah, but the teacher who teaches you Mada. The example here is the apprentice in the presence of his master craftsman. You have a master carpenter who's you're training for a couple of years by you apprentice yourself to a carpenter, you're learning carpentry from this master carpenter. So if you have a Seder, you're going to have Seder together. So if you have Seder with the master, apprentice has Seder with the master carpenter, Rebbe says, that's what the Braisa meant. That it's apparent, even that's apparently a Chiddush. I would have thought maybe there you also don't do Haseba, which indicates that the not is there a Chiyav to Mechabed all human beings, there's an added Chiyav to Mechabed and have perhaps even Mora, but certainly Kavod, for someone who teaches me any discipline, even carpentry, or any other secular discipline. There's apparently an added chi of kavod for someone who teaches me, but so much so that I would have had a hava mina, that you don't do haseba in front of in the presence of your carpentry teacher, come on from the price, and no, there is a chi of kavod, but not so much, not so overwhelming that there's no haseba. There is an added chi of kavod for a teacher of some secular discipline above and beyond the general requirements of Kavod Arbias, but perhaps not to the same extent according to Rav Yosef, not to the same extent as coming for a rabbi who teaches you Torah. Certainly something very significant to share with friends of yours who might have a havamina, that they should, that the end of the 12th grade calls for a slight reduction in Kavod Abrius. So this is a reminder that, of course, that's absolutely not the case, that Kavod Abrius applies fully at all times, and that the halacha even mandates an added degree of expectation of Kavod for one who teaches you any Mada discipline. Okay, and then the Gemara goes on to the next profile, the next person, and this is what the next line of the Gemara is, what the Rush, next two lines of the Gemara is what the Rush quoted as a raya for the question of is Haseba Ma'ake. Ibayilahu Shamish Mai. What's the story with the Shamish? You have a waiter. You have a waiter at a Suda. So let's say I'm so we have a Jewish waiter who's serving all the guests. But he's also trying to have a Seder on his own, even as he's bouncing back and forth between waiting tables. So the Shaila is, does he do a Seba? So Ami Meshur Ben Le'i, Shamash Mai. There's no halachic requirement. Waiter's not Mechuyav al pi din to show more kavod to the people he's waiting on, but just the nature of the situation is such. I'm more subservient. I'm going to be massive like a Ben Chorin when I'm waiting on other people's tables. Does that make sense? Or is that just sort of like silly? It is like meaningless. So, see, Vailu, that was a Shaila discussing the basement. Shamashmai, what's the story with the waiter? Does a waiter have to do it? Say, a Jewish waiter, Leila Seder, he's waiting on other people's tables, but he's also having his own Seder. Does he have to make it for his matzah? Or no? Does he have to make it for his dalakosis or no? So Amr Yeshua ben Latoshma, Amr Yeshua ben Levi, bring a rabbi from Yeshua ben Levi. What did Yeshua ben Levi say? Hashem Meshachah, here we have the second to last line, Kufches Samar Alf. Hashem Meshachah, Kazai Ismatza, Kishu Mesiv, Yotza. What did Yeshua ben Levi say? Hashem Meshachah, Kazai Ismatza, Kishu Mesiv, Yotza. Seven words. Right? If the waiter ate a Kazai Ismatza, Behaseba, he was Yotze. So what does Gemara say? See, Amarayim, later Amarayim quoted Rav Shimon Levi, and they said, ah, what do you see? Yotza, a mesiv in, lo mesiv lo. If you're a mesiv, then yotza. So if you ate because I was matzah, then it was yotze. So what do you see? But if you didn't do a beseba, not. So now, what's the point? So the Gemara's point, according to this Brisa, is obviously to answer the Gemara's question. What was the Gemara's question? Is a Shamash chayv and Haseba or not? So Gemara says clearly, yes, right? Because we taught Yatza, as though there's a possibility of low Yatza. So apparently, Haseba is required, not it's not a question of optional or recommended. Haseba is absolutely required even for the Shamash. So the Gemara quoted Rav Yehoshua ben Levi to answer the question of is Haseba relevant and required, obligatory for a Shamash. The Rosh turns to his Gemara and says, I can be posed there another Ibaya. Namely, is Haseba Ma'akev or not? So the Rosh says, what was the language? Mesiv in, lo yotza. Lo mesiv, lo yotza. He says, whoa, it's not just you should have done Haseba. It's not just a chiv lechatchi, you're mechiv to Haseba. If you didn't do Haseba, you weren't even yotze. Shoo! So the Rosh says, you see from the Gemara Beferish. Waiter nowhere, it doesn't matter. Any Jew is obligated to Haseba. It's not just an obligation of Chatchila, it's even an obligation of Bidyevitz. Even Ma'akev in my mitzvah of Matzah. Wow. Okay? That's what Rush says. You're wondering about Tosas' question. Here's the answer. You go weiter on the Amud, you see clearly Haseba's even Ma'akev. Oh. Now, let me ask you a question, Rabotai. The Rush is essentially saying, the Briskrov points out, that Haseba is a detail in Hilchas Matzah. Haseba is a detail in Hilchas Arba Kosos. Haseba is, min haTorah, there are certain halachas of Achilas Matzah. It has to be made from the Chameshas Minei Dagon. You have to eat a Kazayis, Bechdei Achilas Pras, and so on and so forth. And then there are Drabanan Dinim. You have to eat Matzah, Behaseba. Right? It's one of the rules of matzah. It's one of the rules of Dal Kosos. If you and it's even ma'ake, if you ate matzah without a seif, you're not even yotzei matzah. Obviously, in the Torah, you're yotzei, but midrabanan, you weren't yotzei matzah. You got to re-eat your matzah, beheseva. Right? If the Rush was writing a Mishnah Torah, the way the Rambam did, where would the Rush put Hilchas Heseba? Under the rubric of which mitzvah d'oraisa? What do you say? What do you say? Under the rubric of which mitzvah d'oraisa? Matzah, right? In Rambam talk, very good, thank you, Gavi. In Rambam talk, which parak is achilas matzah, is a mitzvah achilas matzah? Take a look back to Maram Kamos. Which parak has the mitzvah achilas matzah? Parak Vav, right? What's parak Zayin about, judging from Halacha Aleph? Mosh? Right, you see, with Yisus Zayim, that's right. Right, Perek Vav Alachav introduces the mitzvah saseh of eating matzah. Perek Zayin Alachav introduces the mitzvah saseh of Sipur Yisus Zayim. The two mitzvah saseh that we have Leila Seder. Right? In the absence of Karban Pesach, we don't have Karban Pesach. In the absence of Karban Pesach, Maror is no longer Daraisa because Maror exists only as Hechshera de Pischem in HaTorah. In HaTorah, Maror only exists as an accompaniment to the Karban Pesach. Matzah we paskin is both. Accompaniment, but also a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzma of matzah. So b'zman hazeh, we possibly have two mitzvahs d'oraisa, matzah and Karban Pesach. And for the Rosh, Haseba would belong in Perek Vav. It's one of the rules of eating matzah. What's fascinating is that for the Rambam, Rambam didn't put it there. The Rambam put it in Perek Zayin. That's interesting. So it, right away, we've seen in the past, right, we've discussed this in a number of different sugyas. The Rambam was such a stickler for organization. One of his goals in writing Mishnah Torah was to put all the Torah Shebaal Peh into an organized format. So location is king in learning Mishnah Torah. Where the Rambam put something is very central. Where the Rush put these dinim has to do with where it appears in the Gemara. Because he's 99 times out of 100 is following Seder HaGemara. But where the Rama puts things has to do with where he believes it belongs. And as we've seen, the Rama wrote Sefer Mitzvahs first, because consistently, as we saw from the beginning of the year, the Rama saw the Targum Mitzvahs as the framework, the basic structure around which to organize all of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Those are the basic categories of halacha of the Targum Mitzvahs. And he, as we've seen, very consistently, he wrote Sefer Mitzvahs first, and every era of halacha begins with, here are the Mitzvahs. That relate to this topic, and now Beir Mitzvahs Eilu Prakim Eilu. Now we're going to expand, elaborate on those mitzvahs over the following prakim. The Perek Vav is an elaboration of the mitzvah of matzah. Perek Zayin is an elaboration of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. The mitzvah, excuse me, of Sipur Yitzias. Perek Zayin is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And now let's go back. Let's come back here. What does the Rambam say? So number one, the fact that the Rambam has Haseba here in Prahalacha Zayin Ches and Perek Zayin, that's already interesting. That's already fascinating. And there's more. The Rambam does not, it doesn't sound like it's a chiyuv of a detail within matzah that the Rosh presented it. Moreover, okay, so number one, just the fact that the Rambam's positioning, the address of this din, is very significant. It's not in Hilchas Matzah and Hilchas Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number two, the Brisker Rav points out, according to the Rush, right, that the mitzvah Haseba is a detail within matzah. It's a detail within Dalakosis. In other words, according to the Rush, that the mitzvah, the Haseba, is not a freestanding din, not a new kiyum of Haseba. It's a detail in how you do the other mitzvahs alayla. It's a detail in how you mekayim matzah. It's a detail in how you mekayim dalakosis. The more you have to have, the more you raise the question, do we have to do more of Haseba? We said no. Right? But we could have imagined maybe you have to mekayim more of Haseba too. Is there any point in eating the rest of your, eating extra food by Haseba, according to the Rush? Probably not. Right? If I'm just eating more food, and mitzvah suyas yantif, But Hasebe really sounds like it's a way be Mekai Matzah and Arba Kosis, because those are mitzvahs of Geula. Take a look at the Rambam. Amosai, the end of Halacha Ches, Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. We just read the second last line before. Now let's read both of the last lines. Amosai Tzvichin Haseba, which food do you require? When do you require Haseba? B'sha Sachil's Kazayis Matzah, O Vishtiyaz Dal Kosis Ha'elu. The minimum is Matzah, Kazayis Matzah, and Dal Kosis. Why do I say minimum? Because the Rambam goes on to say, O Sharachil Asur Shtiyasa, but everything else you eat and drink. Im Haseb Arezim Meshubach, Bimlav Eino Tzarech. If you want to do Haseba on the rest of your food, maybe not Mar, but Shulchan Orech, Hare Zeh Meshubach. You don't have to. Imlav Eino Tzarech. It's not obligatory, but it's a meaningful Midas Chasidus to eat more food the Haseba. Again, if you're having chicken soup, it might be a little dangerous to eat your chicken soup the Haseba, unless you have a lot of practice. Okay, to eat the meatballs, behaseba, to eat whatever else you're having, behaseba, to eat the broccoli, behaseba. You're not mechuyev. To eat the eggs, behaseba, not mechuyev. But the Rambam says it's meaningful. Why is it meaningful? Apparently, for the Rambam, haseba is a separate, independent mitzvah. It's not a way of eating matzah, a way of drinking dal kosos. It's not a detail in the mitzvah halayla, the way it is for the Rosh. No. For the Rambam, Haseba is a separate mitzvah bifnei atzma. So the minimum shear is matzah and dal kosos. But if you want to do more, hareze meshubach. Because it'll be a bigger kiyum of the mitzvah of Haseba. And by the way, hareze meshubach, we recognize that language. Right? Hareze meshubach. That's the way Sipri Tzvi Yisrael min haTorah works. That's why Sipri Tzvi Yisrael Torah works. There's a certain minimum. There's a nusach of the Haggadah. And we discussed last week in Halachashir, right, why all the pieces of Haggadah are where they are, in order to make all the basic dimensions of Sipri Tzvi Yisrael, which, by the way, those basic dimensions appear over the course of the first few Halachos of Perek Zayin. He talks about Kol Amai Halacha Aleph, Kol Marach B'Dvarim She'iru V'Shaya Reizim Meshubach Mitzvah Beis Mitzvah Di'el Abanim and Halacha Dal Masik Nusim Mesayim B'Shevach Halacha Hey Kol Shalom Shal Shadvarim L'Pesach. Right, those are all those basic dimensions that we discussed last week in Halacha Shir of the Mitzvah D'Raisa of Sipri Tzvi Yisrael Mitzrayim. And what does it mean? Reizim Meshubach. You want to do more Reizim Meshubach? Here also Haseber Reizim Meshubach. Fascinating. It's a separate mitzvah. Not only is it a separate mitzvah, I will say, let's take it one more step. Because there's one surprising word. Here we are, we're taking a look at I arranged the Maramakomos so we could look at the Perek Zayin with the bird's eye view. So you see, Halachas Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav are the Mitzvah Daraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Halachas Zayin, it begins to talk about Haseba and Dalet Kosos. He gives you the basics, the basic definition, basic formulation of Haseba and Arba Kosos Halacha Zayin. Then Ches, he elaborates on Haseba. And Tes and Yud, he elaborates on Dal Kosos. Right, these are Dinim Drabanan, Haseba and Dal Kosos. See, you would expect, to take a look at Halacha Zayin, you would expect the Rambam to say, Kishasoid Adam Alay Lazeh, Tzarech Leachav Lishos Umeitzav Derecheres. Now, when a Jew sits down to eat food, Leila Seder, you should eat it derech eres, behaseba. What one word did I just leave out? One word. What one word did I just leave out, Rabbi Osai? The first one. He doesn't say, nu din kishasoid on belaila zeh, or midivrei sofrim kishasoid on belaila zeh. He says, lefikach. Lefikach? Therefore? Since I've mitzvah deraisa of Sipri Yisrael, therefore there's a mitzvah of Hesed. What does that mean? Therefore. This is a drabban, it's not a daraisa. What type of therefore? What's going on? You know what's going on? Both say, take a look at Halacha Vav. We see something remarkable. What does Rambam say? Halacha Vav. He says, let's get this right. He's going through the halachas derais, the derais halachas of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. As we said, he already said, you have to have dialogue, you have to involve the children, and you have to have dramatic contrast, Masad Bunus Mitzrayim B'Shavach, and it has to be Derech Shelo Tshuva, he says, questions and answers, and it has to be Koshal Mishosh Dvar Elo Pesach. You have to relate the story to the Mitzvah Halayla, as he mentioned last week. Here the Rambam says, that's a kiyum in Haggadah, not in Sipur. It's not that the matzah needs it. It's the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim requires audiovisual aids, relating the story to the different physical objects on the table. And he said also, over the course of these halachos, you have to involve medrash, you have to be holech v'dorish, intertwined Torah Shulchsav, Torah Shalpeh. And now he gives one final aspect, one final dimension of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'chol dar v'dar. Now, Rama adds one letter here. B'chol dar v'dar argues is b'chol dar v'dar chayv adam liros es atzmo. You have to imagine, to empathize, to feel as though we're leaving Mitzrayim, which is tough. What's the Rambam's girsa? He added one letter. B'chol dar v'dar chayv adam leharos es atzmo. Liros atzmo means to see yourself. Leharos es atzmo means to show yourself, to portray yourself. Now the Rambam's girsa was a mitzvah part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is to demonstrate Yitzias Mitzrayim, to look as though, make myself look as though I'm leaving Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Osanu hotzi misham v'zacharti ki'eved ha'isa kolomar ki'u ata be'atzmach ha'isa eved v'yatzas l'cheres v'mdesa. It's going the psukim we expect for Chayv Adam Lera says Atzmo, but he says not so much a mitzvah to imagine in my mind, it's a physical mitzvah. I have to act out Yitzias Mitzrayim. So last week on Thursday, Itamar and Eitan both mentioned that they have a family practice that they hit each other with, they whip each other with the scallions. Right? So that's meant to be a harmless, painless way of hopefully harmless and painless way of acting out Shibud Mitzrayim. And there could be many different creative ways. There are fathers who come to the Leila Seder, one night dressed as a paro, one night dressed as Moshe, to act out Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's supposed to be a kinesthetic, an act. Is not only a verbal mitzvah of talking about the story, you actually, now you have props on the table, Pesach, Matzah, Mor, you actually act it out. Bring it to life. Wow, to portray Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says, Lefikach, and therefore we do Haseba and Dalad Kosas. I mean, therefore we do Haseba and Dalad Kosas. Aren't Haseba and Dalad Kosas Rabbanon? This is something we've seen other places in Rambam also this year. That there could be a Drabbanon which the Rambam will construe as, yes, it's a Drabbanon, but it's a way of being Mekayim, a Mitzvah Daraisa. So for instance, Rambam holds that Tefillah B'chol Yom is a Darais. Rambam holds that the Chi of Darais is a Daven every day. Rambam says, beginning Hilchos Tefillah, he says, the Chi of Darais is a Daven every day, but Min HaTorah, and a number of pieces of it only Drabbanon. So one of those pieces is what you say. Min HaTorah, M'chiv Daven every day, but Min HaTorah, I could make up my own formula for what I'm going to say in Tefillah. Shmona Esrei is one of 1,000 possibilities of what I could say to Mekayim, the Mitzvah Darais of Tefillah. Right. But Midrash, so he's Rambam says the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, every Jew at Daven every day, you say what you want to say. A certain expectation, certain structure, but you can make your own nusach. And Ezra came along with Masaka, and everyone has to at least say Shmona Esrei. So the requirement to specifically say Shmona Esrei is only Drabbanon, but it's a way of being Mekayim in the Mitzvah. So when I say Shmona Esrei, Rambam says, I'm being Mekayim in the Mitzvah of Tefillah. The Drabbanon part is that Min HaTorah could have been Mekayim Tefillah with a different set of words, a different text. And Chazal mandated, I must be Mekayim the Darais of Tefillah using at least this text. Same is true for benching. And says the Rambam, the same is true for Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam again holds, we just saw Halacha Vav. A part we see at Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is kinesthetic, means it's physical. I have to act out the story. I can't just say the story. I have to act it out. How will I act out the story? Chiv daraisa. So in the Torah, there are a thousand things I could have done. And I could do. Right? We could whip each other with scallions. We could set up a little river and jump across through the warrior Kriyas Yamsuf. We could act out with hand puppets, with finger puppets. You could act out the mockers. There are a lot of things we could do and should do. And that's all part of the Kiyam Daraisa of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. Do I get to choose, do whatever I want? Minatora, yes. Minatora, I could just do finger puppets. And that's fine. I've been Mekayim the Mitzvah Daraisa of Chayav Adam Laharas as Atzma. Right? We could swing our matzah over our backs and walk around the table to reenact Yitzias Mitzrayim and Masnechem Chagurim Mitzruos, the Misharosim Mitzruos. Shut Mekayim the Mitzvah Daraisa without Hesdeib and Dalakosis. Minatora, I don't have to do specifically Hesdeib and Dalakosis. Minatora, I could pick any one of a thousand ways Laharas as Atzma. The Hesed and Abrakosis are two of the ways I could do it. Minatora, I have all the options. Midrabban Chazal said, we require that at the very least you do Hesed and Dalakosis as a way of Laharos as Atzma. So that's Pshat, that word, Lefikach. Yes, it's Drabbanan, and it's also Daraisa. Since Halacha Vav the Zechiv Laharos as Atzma, therefore Halacha Zayin Lefikach, therefore, at the very least, when I have a meal, I have to eat Derech Hesed Derecheres. And everyone, Bein Hashem, has to drink Arba Kosa Shal Yayin. So, the requirement specifically to choose Haseba and Arba Kosa as opposed to any other form of Laharos, that's only Midrabanan. But it's true that when I do Haseba, it is a Drabanan mandated way of fulfilling a Din D'Oraisa. Just to be clear, Kol Amarei is a Meshubach. If I do Haseba and Arba Kosa and whipping my brother with a soft scallion. If I do Hesed Barbacosas and we put the matzah on our backs and we walk around the table to reenact Yetzias Mitzrayim. If I do Hesed Barbacosas and I also do finger puppets for the makos, all of those are Kiyum Daraisa of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. Right? Hesed Barbacosas aren't the ceiling. They're not the maximum. They're not exclusive. But Midrabanan, they're the minimum. It's not enough to just do finger puppets. I have to also do a Hesed Barbakosas. So the requirement specifically to do a Hesed Barbakosas again is Midrabanan, but it's a kiyum of a Daraisa. And so, Rabbosai, now everything fits in fabulously. Fabulously. See, the Rambam held that Hesed was an independent kiyum, as the Brisker Rav said. And if you look at the Rambam, what independent kiyum? Even better than just being a free-floating mitzvah. It's not a detail in mitzvah's matzah. It's an aspect of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. So number one, Harezim Meshubach. This is Gevaldik. Of course, Kotzkol HaMar Berezim Meshubach. Mami Tzias Mitzrayim. The minimum amount of Chayv Laharos Azatzmo is drink Arbakosas and do Haseba. And even that has a shear. How much Haseba do I have to do? Well, the minimum Haseba, they could have said do Haseba for anything. And going back to where we started the sugya, the Mishnah says, Ocha v'shosa, tzorach lecho, lo yocha at sheyasef. Right? That was the language of the Mishnah. I'm confusing the Mishnah and the Rambam. The language of the Mishnah was lo yocha at sheyasef. Right? Haseba is a way, you have to eat the Haseba. What do you eat? Remember when we started, we said the first question we're asked is, do I have to eat everything by Seba? Do I have to eat just anything? Any one food or particular foods? So the Rosh said, just particular foods. You have to eat matzah by Seba to drink dalkos by Seba, period. The Rambam said, no. It's basically a mitzvah to eat by Seba. You take a look at the Rambam. Halacha Zayin, he just says, when he gives the basic definition of din by Seba, tzorach lecha volishos u'meisav derecheres. The basic thing is just to eat and drink by Seba. The very end of the Dikta Hilchas, the last of Dikta Hilchas Haseba, the opposite order from the Gemara, the last detail the Rambam gives is, kazayis matzah dalakosos. Because it's not really a way of eating matzah or dalakosos. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. This is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. Chazal could have said, just eat anything be Haseba. Do Haseba. Just do Haseba without food is sort of meaningless. Haseba is a way of eating. Okay, you could have said, eat anything be Haseba. They could have said, eat the boiled chicken be'aseba. Eat the matzo balls be'aseba. We understand why Chazal wanted to make it more structured. They wanted to say one specific food everyone has to eat be'aseba, right? And we understand well why the Chazal picking one food is going to be matzah. Everyone's eating matzah. Not everyone's going to have kneidlach. Not everyone's going to have chicken. Not everyone's going to have broccoli. But everyone's going to have matzah. So if Chazal want to structure the din and give a minimum shear, we understand well why they would have picked kazayis matzah. But basically, just I need to have an achila behaseba, a kazayis of something behaseba. So the minimum shear was kazayis matzah. But of course, that's what it said. Sharchil shushdiyah, so I don't have more. The more the merrier. The more haseba, the more CPTS Mitzrayim. But the minimum shear is kazayis matzah. Rabosai, it's just a minimum shear. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. So much so. Because it's not a detail in Hilchos Matzah. It's not Perek Vav, the way it is for the Rush. It's Perek Zayin. There's nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. Chazal could say Kneidlach. They say Kazayis Matzah. But that's why for the Rambam, Haseba doesn't require, Afikoman doesn't require Haseba. We said before, but for the Rambam, the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is Afikoman. Good! Who cares? Meaning, of course we care, but not with respect to this. Of course, the Iker Mitzvah of Matzah is Afikoman. So good, so Rambam says, when you're clear and shines by Hilchos Matzah, keep Afikoman at the center. Right, that's what he quoted, Perek Ches Lachiyah Gimel, B'Shein the Rif. If you only have one Kazayit Matzah Shmura, that's an issue in Hilchas Matzah, because the mitzvah of Matzah requires Matzah Shmura. If you only have one Kazayit Matzah Shmura, you better have it at the end, because the Iker mitzvah of Matzah, according to Rambam, appears to be Afikoman. But Heseba, no Sheiches, because of the Ramul Shitoso, holds that Haseba is not a chelik of the mitzvah of matzah, not like the Rush, that Haseba is a way of being Mekayim matzah, a way of being Mekayim arbakosis, a way of being Mekayim mitzvahs halayla. Nein! For the Rambam, Haseba is a freestanding mitzvah. What do you mean, as Reis Briskrov said, what do you mean a freestanding mitzvah? Let's explain more. I mean, it's a chelik, it's an aspect of CPTS Mitzrayim. So, Chazal just, Midrabanan, Chazal wanted to be Kovei, a minimum shir. So they said the first Kazayas of matzah. Okay, first Kazayis of Matzah. But it doesn't do with whether it's a Matzah's mitzvah or not. Going back to that language of Matzah's mitzvah. Right? Again, let's put little pieces together. Imagine you're in the scenario that the Rambam describes in Parakhes. I only have one Kazayis of Matzah Shmura. So I'm going to make my bracha of Achilas, Matzah Rambam said, at Afikoman. Because when I eat the Matzah's Pshutos, at the beginning of the meal, I'm not kind of the mitzvah of Tochel Matzah. I make a hamotzi, it's bread. It's unleavened bread. That's matzah, kosher Pesach, but it's not matzah's mitzvah. When do I do Haseba for the Rambam? When am I mechuyif do Haseba? Kazayis Rishon. I am not being mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. I am not being mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Who cares? Okay. So I'm mekayim the mitzvah of matzah afikoman. I'm mekayim the mitzvah of seba, because I was wishing, because that was the minimum shear. Again, Chazal Kav said you're mekayim the mitzvah of seba by the minimum shear is a kneidlach. They didn't. But it doesn't do with the mitzvah of matzah. Just stop a shear in the din of a seba. So now we understand, now we come back and everything fits in. There's the Rambam, what we have really, it's not the, it happens to be a Machlokas Rosh and Rambam about the nature of Afikoman, but that's not what's driving the Machlokas about Haseba and Afikoman. What's driving Machlokas and Haseba and Afikoman is an unrelated Machlokas Rosh and Rambam about the nature of Haseba. Because again, the Rosh, we saw holds, the way he talks about being Ma'akev, the Rosh holds, the Haseba is a detail within the mitzvah sachila of the night. So memela, Afikoman requires Haseba. It doesn't matter why you have to eat Afikoman. Let it be Zeichel Lekam Pesach. Look, the Rush might have said, I don't know, maybe the Rush would hold that Bizman HaMikdash, you do Haseba on the Karm Pesach itself. The mitzvah sachila, Chazal or Mitzakin, Midrabban, you have to mekai matzah beheseba, you have to mekai dal kosis beheseba. Mar they said no, because Mar is zecher legals, but Karm Pesach zecher legula, probably according to the Rashi, you have to eat Karm Pesach Midrabban beheseba. So Afikoma, zecher legal Pesach, also beheseba. It doesn't have to be a mitzvah matzah, whatever it is, the mitzvah halayla require heseba. But that's a detail in the mitzvah halayla. Whereas for the Rambam, on the one hand, on the other hand, on the third hand, and then we'll take your hand. On the one hand, the Rambam never says that Haseba is ma'akev and matzah. You ate matzah shlo b'haseba, you have to re-eat the matzah because you weren't yotzei matzah. You yotzei matzah. You missed out Haseba. And the Rambam says, the minimum shear, you don't have to eat the afikom. I afikom is the main mitzvah matzah. Okay, but that's not the shear that Chazal chose for afikomen. They just chose the first kazayas of matzah. You want achilas b'kazayas. You want achila b'haseba. And on the other hand, the Rambam says, because Haseba is a freestanding mitzvah, freestanding kim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the same time that it has a very small minimum shear, that's less than mitzvah alayla, it also has a maximum ceiling that's very high. Hakol HaMarber is a meshubach. And by the way, you know, Biskurov says, closing move. You know where the Rambam got that from? The same Gemara that the Rosh quoted for his point. The Rosh had quoted the Gemara of Shamash, Mesiv, Inla, Mesiv, Lo Mesiv Lo, Yotza. Right? The Rosh quoted that as a Raya, that Haseba is Ma'akev and Matzah. Says Biskurov, you know how the Rambam read that Gemara? Yotza, as opposed to doing even more. Says, you know where the Rambam get this from? Where the Rambam get it from that there's value to eating more Behseba? The Rambam is such a, see, the Rambam only quotes. Unless he says Yerua Eli, he's always quoting Chazal. What's he quoting? What's his mucker? Says the Biskrav, his mucker is that same Gemara Bam Kukhesam and Aleph. I mean, he ate Kazayis Matzah Yotza. Because the Gemara's diak was, as opposed to eating less than Kazayis Matzah, you're not even Yotze. Because the Gemara wanted to prove, Gemara's Shiloh was, how about the Shamas? Biskrav says that's true, but then you know what the Rama would be Mendaik? Additionally, in that, the Rosh had his diak, in Rishon Levi, the Rama has his diak. The Rambam's diak is if you ate a kazayis matzah, then you're yotze. Meaning, but if you had more than a kazayis matzah, then you're more than just yotze. At least a kazayis matzah. At least a kazayis. That's your minimum. Number one, it's a double marker. Number one, that's where the Rambam got the language of kazayis, not just matzah tzar chaseba. But later on, it was kazayis matzah. That's where Rambam got this kazayis matzah. That was the language of Shuban Levi. The minimum, the shamash has to at least eat a kazayis. The poor shamas. He's running back and forth between the kitchen and the dining room. So he might not have the capacity to be masive throughout the meal. Because he's on his feet. He's eating on his feet. He's trying to chop food, but it's in and out. Oh! So he's going to have to keep the minimum shear. He'll be not Yotze Matzah, the way the Rosh read. Yotze Haseba, according to the Rambam. He'll minimally be Yotze Haseba if he at least chops the Kazayis Matzah Haseba. He may not have the chance to do more. But of course, the more the merrier. And so for the Rambam, the nature of Haseba is such that it's a very low, small minimum. The minimum is just Kazayis Matzah. But the maximum is the sky's the limit. If you can be masiv for Shulchan Aruch or for Parv Shulchan Aruch, it's not obligatory by raising Meshubach. Like everything else in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, call him Abba raising Meshubach. Well, for the Rosh, no. It's Haseba is not a freestanding mitzvah. It's a way of fulfilling mitzvah halayla. So matzah needs Haseba. The mitzvah of matzah needs Haseba. The mitzvah of dalkosas needs Haseba. And yes, the mitzvah of afikoman, whatever it is, Zeichel Karm Pesach, also requires Haseba.